Joe? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, Roof Max, the Angie app, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get projects done around your house. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, or if you'd like to call a pro to get a project done, doesn't matter. We can give you some tips, some advice, some direction, some ideas to help you avoid the hassles when it comes to taking care of your house. We're like your owner's manual. We're the virtual owner's manual. You know, when you buy a toaster, you get a book, right? Well, when you buy a house, you get us. And we're here to help you with projects that you'd like to get done. Coming up on today's show, you know, it's a great time of year to give your wood decks or your trim or your fencing a spruce up. So we're going to share some quick tips on how to pick the perfect stain or brightener to have it spruced up for the season ahead.
And when kids hit the playground, safety is usually the last thing on their minds, but it really needs to be the first thing on our minds when we're creating these spaces. So we'll have some ideas to help them stay safe.
And do you have areas around your house that are just ridiculously difficult to clean? Well, make your list because we've got the solutions.
You guys, it's June. What are you working on? How can we help you create the most amazing money pit that you could ever dream of? We want you to have a fantastic summer. So let us help you get all of those projects in order, tell you what you should be working on, and tell you how to get it done.
Plus, today we're giving away the Arrow corded 5-in-1 professional electric staple and nail gun worth $60. That'll come in handy for lots of projects around the house. So give us a call with your home improvement question. The best way to reach us is through our website. Just click the Leave a Message button and record your question. We'll answer it on the next show. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT right now. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Luke in Illinois is on the line with a roofing question. What can we do for you?
I have gotten a few people to estimates. I want to put steel roofing on my house, and one guy will tell me that I need to sheet it, and the next guy will say that I can put it over the shingles, and I didn't know what the standard process for that is, and now I was also told by the same contractor, well, every few years you have to replace the screws, and that I'd never heard that before.
That's something we've never heard. Now, when it comes to whether or not to remove the existing roof, or shingles, I should say, before you go ahead and put on a metal roof, I mean, in this instance, a metal roof is expensive. They're very long-lasting, you know, up to 50 years. And they're beautiful, and I think the situation would be that you would want to remove the existing shingles just to give yourself nice smooth sheathing to go on top of, you know, less weight on the roof, you know, less heat being trapped, and, you know, best usage of your money and use of the metal roof.
Luke, what kind of roof do you have now? Under the asphalt shingles, do you have solid sheathing?
Only on part of, I have a house that's over probably 200 years old. Okay. And it has what they did, I'd say is a shifty contractor put tar paper over the where the slats was for the shake.
Do you have original wood cedar shakes underneath that?
No, it's just they just tore all the shake off and just put tar paper over it.
Okay, look, the best thing for you to do here, as Leslie said, is to strip down to those rafters, resheathe the roof, then put the metal roof on top of that. Yeah, it'll be less expensive to put the metal roof over the asphalt, but you're not going to get as clean or neat of a job. And there's really no point in adding to the, you know, the way it's...
Alrighty, folks, welcome tonight to this broadcast of the much-awaited matchup, second matchup, between your Reading Colt 45s and the Silicon Valley Sharks. Tonight we should have a good game for you. The Colts are looking to keep their momentum headed into this one. They picked up a win against the Sharks last night. Final score was 15-6. So they're hoping to keep that same energy, as the Colts are now being announced as they come onto the field. We'll go ahead and give you a reading of their starting lineup as they come out. Starting at shortstop for you tonight is going to be Arive Camacho out of Antelope Valley College. Following him in the lineup is going to be Blake Tweet in right field from Sacramento City College. In the three spot, we will see Kyle Norton, the first baseman from Lassen College. After him, we will have Bryce Tweet, Blake Tweet's twin, and center fielder out of Sac City College. He's definitely got some power. We'll be waiting to see what he does tonight. At third base and hitting in that five spot, we've got Wyatt Reginato from Folsom Lake College. And then following him, we'll see the left fielder, Derek Ray. He's out of Shasta College, a local guy. And then after that, in the seventh spot, we will see the catcher, Ethan Williams, also out of Shasta College, followed by the designated hitter, Nate Scott, from Antelope Valley College. Finally, in the lineup, we will see Isaiah Cortez, the second baseman from CSU San Bernardino. And now we've got the pitcher coming out onto the field. It's going to be Peyton Jeffries, also out of Shasta College. So we'll see what the Colts can do here tonight. They're really hoping to pick up their third win of the season. Their record stands now at 2 wins and 2 losses. So if they can pick a W up, it would mean they would move to above 500 on their record for the first time in the season. They lost the series against Santa Rosa Rosebuds last weekend. With a win here, they would be able to take the series and look for the sweep tomorrow against the Sharks. And with that, we're going to head to the national anthem. It's going to be sung tonight by Kristlyn Bishop, who was just 11 years old when she first performed the national anthem at Tiger Field. So in a couple seconds, she'll be starting up as she heads out onto the field. Here we go. I know, Wow, just an absolutely fantastic rendition there of our national anthem, again sung by Kristlyn Bishop, who was only 11 years old when she first performed her first national anthem at Tiger Field. So with that, the Colts now will begin their warm-ups. Like I said earlier, Peyton Jeffries is going to be on the mound. It's a pretty cool night here at Tiger Field. Well, cool if you live in Reading during the summer. It's going to be 70 degrees and cloudy. We're expected to get a little bit of a drizzle here starting in about 20 minutes, but we'll see if that actually happens. I know everybody here is hoping we don't get rained on. We had a little bit of a rain issue last night as well as last weekend. However, both times they played through it. Last weekend we did have a bit of a delay before we got started. Doesn't look like that's going to be the case here as we're still waiting on any rain to get started. So with that, Jeffries is going to continue his warm-ups. He's looking a little wild out there at the moment. Probably just needs to get a little bit settled in. This will be his first appearance of the weekend against the Sharks. Now he's going to go into his last few warm-up pitches as we see the Sharks on the third baseline swinging their bats, trying to get timed up against the right-handed pitcher. Behind the plate for the first time in a while is going to be Ethan Williams. The past two games, we've seen Mateo Mendoza behind the plate there. But Williams is going to go back. He started the first game against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds behind the plate, as well as the second. And now he is back. So, leading off for the Sharks tonight is going to be number two, Anthony DiVittorio, the center fielder. He led off last night for the Sharks, and it looks like he's going to be doing the same thing here. Jeffries looking to maybe keep the momentum that they had going from last night as he now steps up to deliver his first pitch. That one's going to be a fastball outside for ball one. So a quick 1-0 count to start off the game. Here comes the next one from Jeffries. That one will miss just outside. Jeffries showing impressive velocity tonight out on the mound with two consecutive fastballs. However, neither of them are able to find the zone. So 2-0 now as Jeffries delivers. That one again will miss outside and a little low as well. So quick 3-0 count, and Jeffries has not started off this game the way he wants. Three consecutive balls. Here's the next one. That one will catch the strike zone. A late call from the home plate umpire. It looked maybe a little bit high. Either way, it's going to be a 3-1 count now as Jeffries sets up. Here's the pitch. That one will miss low. Another fastball. So five straight fastballs to the leadoff hitter, DiVittorio, as DiVittorio is headed to first base on a walk. That'll bring up the shortstop, Anthony Perez. He steps in, another lefty, so two lefties to start the order for the Sharks. Here comes the pitch from Jeffries, swung on and tapped over to the first baseman who will field it and run it over himself. DiVittorio will get on over to second, but the Colts have their first out of the inning and of the ball game. So, with that, we've got one out in the top of the first and a runner on second for the Sharks. Base hit could potentially score a run and let the Sharks get out to a quick lead. We'll see if Cesar Ortega here, the catcher, can do the job as Jeffries once again sets up. Here comes the pitch. That one is going to be low, almost in the dirt. Another fastball. It'll be a 1-0 count to Ortega as Jeffries once again looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set, not paying much attention to that runner at second. Now he'll look back. Here comes the pitch. That one is going to be a strike. Another fastball for strike one, so it'll be a 1-1 count. That home plate umpire is a little late on the strike calls, I've got to say, so far, as Jeffries once again looks down, takes his sign, sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to the shortstop. He'll field it, make the throw. That was Aaron Camacho on the play. For the second out of the inning, DiVittorio over at second will move over to third. and it'll be a two-out runner on third situation for the pitcher Jeffries as Sal Munoz, the third baseman for the Sharks, comes up to bat. Munoz, a righty now, steps into the box as Jeffries once again looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Here's the pitch. That one will catch the outside corner. It's a little bit hard to tell with these late strike calls, but it'll be an 0-1 count with two outs as Munoz takes a step out and takes a deep breath as well. Now he'll step back in. Jeffries now comes set. They're not holding that runner on third on very much. Here's the pitch. That'll miss outside, a little bit of an off-speed. I think that was the first off-speed we've seen in this game so far from Jeffries. It'll be a 1-1 count now to Munoz as Jeffries once again gets set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled out into the parking lot. Luckily, that one will miss the cars as somebody's going to go out and get it. It'll be a 1-2 count now to Munoz as he'll be battling, trying to stay alive here and get a run scored for the Sharks. Here it comes. That one is going to be fouled back into the net. So Munoz able to stay alive to see another pitch. Jeffries really hoping to end this one, get out of the first inning with without allowing a run. We'll see if he can do it. Munoz steps back into the box. Jeffries gets his sign and comes set. Here comes the pitch. Fouled back into the net again. So a curveball that Munoz is able to just track enough to get a piece on it and foul it back off. So the count will remain 1-2 with 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. Munoz once again steps back into the box. Jeffries comes set. Here comes the pitch. Curveball struck him out swinging. A nice off-speed from Jeffries. Fools Munoz. Gets him to chase. So just like that, the Colts are able to get out of the inning without allowing a run. We'll head into the bottom of the first as the Colts look for their first runs of the game. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. They have just moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. So go pay them a visit, get a bite to eat, and we will see you after the break in the bottom of the first.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Well, welcome back here to the bottom of the first inning of this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s, Silicon Valley Sharks, brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. And the pitcher for the Sharks now out on the mound warming up, it's going to be Noble Ortega. So up to the plate is going to come Arive Camacho, the shortstop, out of Antelope Valley College. He'll be looking to lead off this game for the Colt 45s, get something started, maybe represent the first run of the ball game in general. So as Ortega throws his last few warm-up pitches, Camacho, standing on that first base side, is going to try to get him timed up a little bit, do some hip work there. And there is the warm-up throw from the catcher as the ball comes back around to the mound. And up walks Camacho. So, like we said earlier, he's going to be looking to get the first base hit of the ball game as he steps into the box. Ortega up on the mound.
is looking down, catches his sign. Now he'll come set. Here comes the first pitch to Camacho. That one will catch the outside corner. A nice fastball there from Ortega. Saw some good velocity there, so it'll be an 0-1 count to start the at-bat. Camacho takes a step out and then back in. Here's the delivery from Ortega. Curveball that'll fall right into the strike zone. That one had some drop on it. So already in his first two pitches, Ortega showing some good stuff to the Colts as Camacho goes down 0-2 here to start the game. Now here's the delivery from Ortega. That's going to be a curveball swung on and bounced up the middle and into the hole for a base hit. So Camacho now taking a long way around first. Now he'll head back. So the Colts lead it off with a base hit. We'll see Blake Tweet, the right fielder, come up to bat out of Sacramento City College. He'll be looking to do a job here with no outs as Arif Camacho with the base hit now represents the first run of the game on first base. So Tweet steps into the box as Ortega, the lefty, takes his sign and now looks at that runner on first. Here comes the pitch. That one will miss low. Fastball for ball one. So it'll be a quick 0-1 count to Tweet. As Tweet takes a step out of the box. Little practice swing there and then steps back in. Ortega now setting up. Here comes the pitch. Nope, he's going to throw over to first. Camacho will be in standing up. Now the ball goes back to Ortega, who looks down and takes his sign. Comes set here. And now the delivery. Runner goes. And no throw down as the catcher was not able to field the pitch. Going to be a ball. That one missed high. Ortega, the catcher, tried to bring it out of his glove and dropped it on the transfer. So Camacho is in there with a stolen base. As the Colts are in a good position now with no outs and a runner on second for Blake Tweed, who's looking at a 2-0 count. Now Ortega looks down and takes his sign. He'll come set. Takes a look back at Camacho. Now here's the pitch. That's going to be in the dirt for ball three. So it looks like Ortega may be a bit shaken up as the catcher, also Ortega, is going to walk out and have the chat. So two Ortegas, pitching and catching. Not sure if they're related, as they're going to have a quick little chat. Now the catcher Ortega trotting back to his place behind home plate. And the pitcher, Cesar Ortega, taking a deep breath before stepping back onto the rubber. He's looking to get his first out here, but facing a 3-0 count. Here comes the delivery. That's a high fastball, and it'll be ball four to Blake Tweet. So Tweet is on, and the Colts now have runners on first and second with no outs, bringing up the first baseman, Kyle Norton. Kyle Norton is a big boy. He's got some power. No wonder hitting in the third spot for the Colt 45s. So as he steps in, Ortega looks down and catches his sign. Now he'll come set. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be another high fastball. It'll miss the strike zone. So one ball and no strikes. Kyle Norton to start off the at-bat. Now, Ortega, the pitcher, has quite a slow delivery, which is why Camacho was able to get such a good jump and take that base at second, as Norton attempts to bunt, but fouls it off and into the catcher's glove for strike one. So it'll be a 1-1 count now as Norton fails to execute the bunt. Just couldn't quite keep his head on it there, as he'll now take a hack before stepping back into the box. Ortega looking down, takes his sign. He'll come set now. Here comes the pitch. swung on and missed for strike two. So 1-2 count now to Norton. He'll be battling to stay alive as Ortega is on the verge of getting his first out of the ballgame. Again, runners on first and second for the Colt 45s. A base hit would probably score a runner. Outfielder's playing deep. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into left field for a base hit. Camacho will go home and reach without a throw. So an RBI single there from Norton as Tweet will advance to second and hold up there. So Colt 45s are in the same spot they were in, but they've just tacked on another or their first run. So it'll be a 1-0 ball game as Ortega still looks for his first out. That'll bring up Bryce Tweet, who had a home run last night against the Sharks. He'll be looking to maybe keep that same energy in this at-bat and for the rest of the game. Again, runners on first and second still for the 45s. As Ortega takes his sign, here's the delivery. Swung on and missed. So I gotta say, that power shown by Tweet is, it's kinda reduced sometimes by his inability to make solid contact in some key situations. You know, he's kinda taking big hacks with every swing. And sometimes it pays off for him, but other times he kind of just swings right through it. So here comes the next pitch. And again, same thing. He's going to swing right through that one. And that'll make it a quick 0-2 count to Tweet, the center fielder. Like we said, he's got some serious power. However, he can struggle with contact, taking those big, big hacks. So his brother Blake Tweet leading off a second. Pretty modest lead there. He's getting held on a bit by the shortstop, DiVittorio. As Ortega comes set, the pitch now. Check swing there from Tweet, and the catcher will appeal. The umpire says no, he did not go, so it'll be a 1-2 count. Now Ortega, strangely enough, is going to go out and have another chat with the pitcher, also Ortega. I don't know what they're talking about. Maybe a little bit of strategy here. He's probably saying, we don't want to give anything too meaty to Tweet because we know what he can do with it. So Ortega now heads back behind the plate as the pitcher Ortega now looks down and takes the sign. The count still 1-2. Runners on first and second. No outs here in the bottom of the first. Now Ortega comes set. Here comes the delivery. Curveball on the outside corner, called strike three. A nice pitch that just painted that outside corner with a falling curveball. And that will create the first out for the Sharks as Bryce Tweet is sent back to the dugout. Still, runners on first and second for the Colt 45s, bringing up the third baseman, Wyatt Reginato, out of Folsom Lake College. He's a lefty. He'll be looking to maybe score a runner here with one out. Ortega sets up. Here's the delivery. Swung on and driven foul over to the left side. Not sure exactly where that ball landed, but it's out of the park. So an 0-1 count here to start off Wyatt Reginato. Ortega looking to maybe get a double play to end the inning. The Colt 45s looking for a base hit to add on to that one-run lead as Ortega sets up. Here comes the pitch. Runners go. Ground ball up the middle. Bobbled a bit. Picked up by the second baseman. He'll throw it over to first. I'm not exactly sure what just happened there. So one runner went, apparently, not both. Tweet at second made an attempt to steal third. However, Kyle Norton over at first did not go. The ball was hit up the middle by Reginato, dropped by the shortstop right above second base, and then picked up by the second baseman who tagged second and then threw on over to first. However, Reginato made it to first in time. So the Sharks will get one out as Reginato gets to first safely, there'll be runners on first and third, and that'll bring up Derek Ray, the left fielder, who watches a first pitch fastball go by for ball one. As Ortega gets the ball back now, he'll look down and take his sign. Now he'll set up. Runners take their lead. Here's the pitch. That one will not quite catch the outside corner. Kind of looked like it did, but the umpire says no. So it'll be a 2-0 count to Derek Ray. Ray playing now at Shasta College. He's one of our local guys. As Ortega sets up to deliver now. Two outs, runners on first and third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed by Ray. Took a big hack. Couldn't quite meet the ball. As it'll move to a 2-1 count to Ray. Ortega now looking down, gets his sign once again, hoping to end the inning without allowing another run. Here's the pitch. Runner at first goes. That's going to be a curveball. Throw down. Not quite in time. So, with that, looks like Reginato has a stolen base. That was a fastball high. It missed the strike zone. So, it's going to be a 3-1 count to Ray. The throw from Ortega, who showed off a pretty strong arm last night, is not going to be quite in time. Runner, however, at third is going to stay where he's at. Now here's the pitch from Ortega. Swung on and missed for strike two. So the count will move full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here to Ray. And the pressure's on a bit for Ortega with runners at second and third. He's really hoping to get out of this inning without letting any more damage be done. A strikeout is really what he needs here. He comes set. Here's the pitch. That's going to be a curveball in the dirt for ball four. So that's got to be a little bit disheartening for Ortega, as the catcher Ortega now is going to again call timeout and head out to have a little bit of a chat with him. So that'll be the third mound visit for the catcher Ortega of the inning, as the catcher for your Colt 45s, Ethan Williams, also out of Shasta College, is going to come up to the plate with the bases loaded. Let's see if he can make something happen here for the Colt 45s as Ortega tries to shut him down and end this inning. Here's the pitch now. That's going to be a high fastball for ball one. The count will turn over to one ball and no strikes to start off Ethan Williams. So Williams steps back into the box. Here comes the pitch from Ortega. Outside, another fastball for ball two, and Ortega looks a little bit shaken with the bases loaded. He's not really, he's having a hard time finding the strike zone here. So Ray, or Williams will step out and take a hack. Now he'll step back into the box, as Ortega is going to move to the windup now, in the middle of the at-bat, with the bases loaded. Now here comes the pitch. That one will not quite catch the outside corner, so it'll be three balls, no strikes with the bases loaded, and the pressure now is really on for Ortega. He needs to throw a strike here, or else he will end up walking in the second run of the inning. So, as Ortega sets up, now he's going to deliver. That one is going to be low in the dirt, as Williams tosses his bat behind his back. Heads on over to first. All the runners will advance with the bases loaded. That'll make it a 2-0 ball game here in the bottom of the first. So the Sharks already off to a bit of a rough start. Similar to their start last night, in which they gave up 7 runs in the first inning. Ortega really hoping to limit them here, however, as Nate Scott, the designated hitter, is going to come up to the bat. He'll see his first pitch now. That's going to be a fastball down the middle for strike one. So it'll be an 0-1 count to start off Scott, as Ortega gets the ball back. Still pitching from the windup now, with the bases still loaded. Here comes the delivery. That one will catch the bottom of the zone for strike two. So Scott watches two fastballs go by for two strikes, and now with two outs, he's looking at an 0-2 count. The bases are loaded, but Ortega's got a chance to get out of it here. He needs the out. Here it comes.
That one is going to be popped high and foul over to the right side. It'll go into the parking lot. So the count will stay no balls and two strikes as Ray steps back into the box. Ortega gets a new ball from the umpire, shakes off a couple of signs from his catcher. He'll take that one, however, as he sets up now. Here comes the pitch. High fastball for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs here to the designated hitter, Scott. As Scott steps back into the box, I apologize. It's one ball and two strikes to Scott here with two outs. Bases loaded. Now Ortega will deliver. Curveball, almost in the dirt. It'll be ball two. So now we're at two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Ortega was up 0-2, but Scott has battled back to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. He steps back into the box. Now, here comes the pitch from Ortega. That one is going to miss the outside corner. The catcher, Ortega, tried to frame it up a bit, held it there for a second, thought maybe he would get strike three. That's not the case, however, as the count moves full. So another full count, Ortega, his pitch count's getting up there in this first inning. Now he'll come set. He needs to throw a strike here as the runners go. Swung on and drilled past the shortstop and into center field. That one will score two runs, now maybe three, as the ball is thrown home. There's going to be a play at the plate. And safe is the call. So, on a single, Nate Scott is able to score three runs because there were two outs and a full count, so all the runners were going. He drove the ball. It looked like maybe it had nicked the glove of the shortstop because that ball was driven hard. However, it slowed down as it went into the outfield, and the center fielder had to come in a ways to grab it. So, either way, it'll bring up Isaiah Cortez, the second baseman. The score now 5-0 in this bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch from Ortega. Swung on and hit high over towards that third base side. And the third baseman for the Sharks, Sal Munoz, will make the catch. So, after giving up five runs, the pitch to Ortega finally gets out of it. The score here going into the top of the second is going to be 5-0 in favor of the Colt 45s, as we will see Noble Ortega, the pitcher, actually come up to lead off for the Sharks. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. They've just moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. So go on, give them a visit, grab a bite to eat, and we will see you after the break in the top of the second inning.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
All right, welcome back to the top of the second inning of this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s, Silicon Valley Sharks, brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. Coming up to the plate now is the pitcher, Noble Ortega, who just gave up five runs in the bottom of the first. He'll look to maybe help his team get a couple of those runs back as he watches a first pitch fastball go by, but it'll miss outside for ball one. So the pitcher for the Colt 45s, Peyton Jeffries, back out on the mound for his second inning of the ball game. He'll look to continue the momentum he gained in the first, allowing no runs.
However, he throws two consecutive balls to Ortega. Ortega now fouls one off to the left side into the net. So the count will move over to 2-1 with no outs here to lead off the inning. Now Jeffries will get a sign. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net for strike two. So that'll even things up. Ortega now steps back into the box. Takes a little bit of a hack. Jeffries gets the go-ahead from the umpire. He'll set up now. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to the shortstop Camacho. He fields it cleanly and throws it over to first. However, it's going to be high. The first baseman, Norton, is not able to apply the tag in time. So it looks like it'll be an E6 there that allows Ortega to reach first base. So here in the bottom of the second, the Sharks are able to get a runner on quickly with no outs. Camacho made a nice play on that ball, fielding it cleanly. However, the throw just went pretty high over the head of Norton, who had to jump for it. He was able to make the catch, but was not able to apply the tag onto Ortega in time. As now, Josh Alacon watches a first pitch fastball go by for a ball. Now he'll see a fastball for a strike. That'll make the count 1-1 as Ortega leads off of first. Now here, setting up is Jeffries. Here comes the pitch. That one will miss low and away, so it'll be a 2-1 count now. As Jeffries gets the ball back, now he comes set. Throws on over to first. Little wild there. Norton had to drop to his knees to make that catch. As Ortega goes sliding back in, he'll be safe easily. Jeffries now setting back up. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled into the face mask of the catcher, Williams. The umpire is going to go out and throw a new ball to Jeffries to give Williams a minute. Looks like he's pretty unfazed by that, however. The count will be 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Alacon, the small second baseman. As Ortega takes his lead off of first, pretty moderate lead there. Here's the pitch. That one will miss high, so the count will move full to Alacon. As he steps back into the box and Jeffries gets the ball back. Now Jeffries takes his sign and sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. The count will remain full. The corner infielders are playing in a little bit. Looks like that third baseman, Wyatt Reginato, is kind of expecting something over his way. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. A nice curveball there from Jeffries to get out of that full count situation and grab his first out of the inning. Runner will stay on first, so it'll be a one-on, one-out situation here in the top of the second. As up to bat comes Caleb Rodriguez, the left fielder for the Sharks. Jeffries now takes his sign. Here's the delivery. Fouled once again back into the net for strike one. So Jeffries gets a new ball. Goes back up to the mound to take his sign. Not much action over at first base. Looks like Ortega has no intention of making any moves. Here's the pitch. That's going to be an off-speed, maybe a changeup that'll drift outside for ball one. So it'll be a 1-1 count now with one out and one on here in the top of the second. As Jeffrey sets up, here comes the pitch. Swung on and driven into left center field. That one's going to be caught. No, dropped by the left fielder, Ray, as he sends that ball back in. I think Ray dropped it. Maybe it went over his head. He was, as Ray drifted over to make that play in left center field, he
he went behind a pole that's kind of impeding my vision. I couldn't see if he dropped the ball. Yeah, it looks like they're going to mark it an error. So it went off of his glove and to the wall, allowing the hitter Rodriguez to reach second base and advancing Ortega over to third. So now with one out, the Sharks will have runners on second and third. As a pitcher, Jeffries has to be a little frustrated about that, as now the first baseman, Matthew Garcia, gives a weak swing at a curveball for strike one. So here comes the next one from Jeffries. That's a stronger swing. However, it still is not going to be enough to make contact. So it'll be a quick 0-2 count to Garcia, the first baseman, as he steps back into the box. Jeffries has a little bit of fire in him now that that error was given up and allowed runners to move to second and third. The count will be 1-2 as Jeffries throws a fastball outside. Runners taking their lead. They're not being held up much at either bag. That's going to be a check swing foul ball tapped behind the plate. Garcia really looking uncomfortable in the box. He just his timing seems all skewed up, and he doesn't quite look like he's sure of what he's doing. So now Jeffries will get a new ball. He takes his sign now and sets back up. Here comes the 1-2 delivery. Swung on and missed for strike three. That ball was way outside, and Garcia is put away for the second out of the inning. So Jeffries doing a good job coming back from that error, that long and costly error that allowed runners to reach second and third. He's hoping that that one won't result in a run as he faces the right fielder, Ireneo Ocampa. That's going to be a first pitch fastball for a strike. Ocampa watches it go by. Now Jeffries will get the ball back and take his sign. He comes set. Now here's the pitch. That's going to be in the dirt. Nice block from Williams to keep it in front, keep the runners held up there at their bags. Umpire now going to come out and dust off the plate a little bit. The count moves to 1-1 as Ocampa steps back into the box. Now Jeffries takes his sign. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net for strike two. So it'll be a 1-2 count. And Jeffries is one strike away from ending the inning with no damage done. As he looks down and takes his sign, Ocampa battling back here. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So Jeffries does it. A nice showing of resilience from him as he deals with an error on that left fielder, Ray. He gets two consecutive outs to hold runners at second and third, and the Sharks strand two. So the score remains 5-0 as we head into the bottom of the second. The Colts looking to tack on to that 5-run lead. Remember, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, and we'll see you after the break in the bottom of the second.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Well, welcome back here to this sort of exciting matchup between the Red and Colt 45s and Silicon Valley Sharks. This game is a little bit reminiscent of last night's
with the Colts leading 5-0 after the first and now top of the second. The lineup will turn over here as Arif Camacho, the number one spot for the Colts, is going to come back up to the plate to lead off the bottom of the second. Again, 45 scored 5 runs in the bottom of the first off of the pitcher Ortega. Ortega hoping to limit the damage here. And now the rain is starting to fall. So we've got a little bit of a drizzle going on here. And some of the fans pull out their umbrellas, try to shield themselves from the rain. Ortega decides to have a little bit of a chat. Man, he sure does love talking to his pitcher. Maybe it's because they share the same last name. Who knows? But now he'll trot back behind the plate as Camacho steps into the box. He's going to take a hack. Ortega now out of the windup, sets up. Here he comes. Fastball in the dirt for ball one. So a quick 1-0 count to Camacho. Start off the inning. Let's see if the Colts can keep some of that momentum going from the bottom of the first. They try to tack onto this 5-run lead. Rain picking up a little bit now. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and driven into right field. It'll fall for a base hit in front of the right fielder, Ocampa. So Camacho has himself a leadoff single. That'll be his second of the night. He's 2-for-2 for the Colt 45s, bringing up Blake Tweet, who walked here in the bottom of the first. Ortega looking like he might have an inning similar to the last as he gives up a first or second pitch strong base hit. Now he's going to throw over to first. Camacho's back in standing. That ball sure was hit hard. Camacho got a hold of it, sent it hard, into right field. However, he had enough topspin to get it down in front of the right fielder. Now here's the pitch to Tweet. That'll be a first pitch fastball for strike one. It'll be an 0-1 count as Ortega gets his ball and heads back to the mound. Camacho now takes his lead. It's a pretty decent sized one as Ortega takes his sign. Now he'll set back up. He's going to step off the rubber. Looks like there was a little bit of confusion there on the sign maybe. Now he'll step back on. Camacho still taking his lead. Now he'll take a little extra step. He's got a good one over there, wondering if he might try to steal once again. And that's going to be a fastball for ball two. So it'll be a 1-1 count now to Tweet. As Camacho got a little tricked there by the lefty Ortega's delivery. It sent him back to first. It looked like he was maybe looking for a steal there. Here's the pitch now. That one will catch the outside corner. Looked like an off-speed, maybe a changeup there. It'll be a 1-2 count. Remember, Camacho had that stolen base in the first inning. So Ortega is a little bit defensive here as he pitches to Tweet. He'll take the sign and come set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and Tweet sent back to the dugout. Nice pitch there from Ortega. Just above the strike zone, got Tweet to chase. That'll bring up Kyle Norton, who had that nice single in the first inning, drove in a run. He'll be looking to do something similar here as he steps into the box. Ortega takes his sign now and sets up. Camacho again getting his lead off of first. Here comes the pitch. That one is going to be high for ball one. So 1-0 count now to Norton. As Norton steps out of the box and takes a hack, now he'll step back in. Ortega takes his sign once more. Gets set. throws over to first. Camacho's back in standing. So the count will remain 1-0 as the first baseman Garcia throws it back on over to Ortega, who steps back up onto the rubber and now comes set after taking his sign. Here comes the delivery. Runner goes. Here's the throw down, not in time, as Camacho is in there with his second stolen base. So he is just taking full advantage of that slow delivery from Ortega, and Ortega looks to be a little bit shaken up by it. The count's going to be 2-0 to Norton, and right when Camacho took off, Ortega, in the middle of his delivery, looked back over at first, was obviously alarmed, but still knew if he tried to throw over, it would be a balk. Now he'll throw back on over to second, and that one's going to go into the outfield. Center fielder does a nice job of backing up, though. It'll keep Camacho on second. So Ortega really just struggling with Camacho. Camacho looks to be all up in his head right now as Ortega makes his way back on over to the mound. Bottom of the second here, one out, runner on second with Kyle Norton up to bat. 2-0 is the count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and flown back behind the net for strike one. So it'll be a 2-1 count now with one out as Ortega looks down and takes his sign. Now he will come set. Takes a look back at the runner at second. Again, Camacho just in his head a little bit. Now we'll take a second look back before he delivers. Swung on and missed, so a nice little change up there that draws a swing out of Norton for strike two. So it'll be a two-ball, two-strike count with one out. Here in the bottom of the first, Ortega now takes his sign, sets up. Here comes the pitch. Runner goes. That ball is flown over into left field. It'll be in foul territory and actually into the stands. So the left fielder for the Sharks was making a play on it, or trying to make a play on it. However, it went into the stands. So the count will remain 2 balls and 2 strikes with one out here. And now the spot where the ball was going and where the players were running is a little blocked off for us here. By the third base dugout. So we couldn't quite see what was going on. Either way, however, the count stays 2-2. Camacho, who went on the last pitch, we're wondering if he'll go again now. He does not, as Ortega throws a ball in the dirt for ball three. So he tried to speed up his delivery on that one to make sure Camacho could not steal. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out as the count moves full for Norton. And now I know Ortega really doesn't want to give up another walk. He gave up quite a few in the last inning, but it looks like he'll give another one up here as Norton takes a high fastball for ball four and heads on over to first. So that'll bring up Bryce Tweet, the center fielder. This will be his second appearance against Ortega. And now it looks like we'll have a manager visit out on the mound. Cesar Ortega is the head coach and manager for the Sharks. As there's going to be a little bit of conversing out there. Not sure if Ortega's going to stay in. It looks like he will for now. So, interestingly enough, we just had a little bit of a mound meeting there with three different entities, all with the last name of Ortega. The pitcher Ortega, the catcher Ortega, and the manager Ortega. Anyways, Tweet steps into the box as Ortega takes his sign. Runners on first and second here, one out in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. That one will miss inside. Curveball for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count. Tweet struck out in the first inning. He'll be looking to flip the script here in the second at bat of the night as Ortega takes his sign. Now he'll set up. Here comes the pitch. That one will touch the bottom of the zone for strike one. So it'll be a 1-1 count with one out, runners on first and second. Camacho and Norton getting pretty decent-sized leads. They're not being held on too much by the defense. As Ortega takes the sign, he'll set up now. Here comes the pitch. Runners go. It's going to be outside and no throw from the catcher Ortega. They just got a nice jump there as Ortega, the pitcher, like we said, has a pretty slow delivery. So it'll be a 2-1 count now with runners on second and third here in the bottom of the second. Tweet has an opportunity to do some serious damage. Here's the pitch. Little check swing there. Ball goes behind the catcher, and no coverage from the pitcher Ortega at home plate. So Camacho will score standing up as Norton heads on over to third. That one just nicked off of the glove of the catcher Ortega and dribbled back to the wall. So it'll be a 3-1 count now, as the Colt 45s extend their lead to 6-0. One out here in the bottom of the second. Ortega hoping to come back from this 3-1 count. Here comes the delivery. Swung on and driven into center field. That one's going to be high, however, as the center fielder gets under it and drops the ball. Oh, man, he just dropped it. Camacho will head into second as Norton scores easily. So I think the wind got a hold of that one. Oh, boy. It looked like it was headed into almost straightaway center field. However, it kept drifting left as the center fielder for the Sharks, Divitorio, ran after it. He got under it, but just bounced right out of his glove. So it'll be an error that lets a run score. That's got to be disheartening for the pitcher Ortega, as now he will face Wyatt Reginato, the third baseman. First pitch to Reginato is fouled, back and out of play. So it'll be an 0-1 count. One runner on at second base. We'll see if Ortega can get his second out against Reginato here. Ortega now sets up. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled once again back into the net for strike two. So it'll be an 0-2 count to Reginato, as Ortega gets a new ball. Got to say, 7 runs here in the first 2 innings for the Colt 45s. It's exactly what they wanted to do, pile them on quick. Not what the Sharks were looking for, as they're still at no runs. Anyway, here's the pitch from Ortega. It's going to be a curveball. It'll miss the outside corner for ball one. So it'll be a 1-2 count now to Reginato. Not the most exciting game you've ever seen, as it looks to be a quick blowout here in the bottom of the second. Ortega now sets up. Here's the pitch. That is a fastball. It'll miss low for ball two. So 2 balls and 2 strikes as the count evens up for Reginato. We'll see if he can make something happen here again for the Colts. Drive in another run, maybe. One out. As Ortega takes his sign, now he'll set back up. Here comes the pitch. Curveball, it'll catch the zone for strike three. So Reginato set back to the dugout, and Ortega finds his second out of the inning. That'll bring up Derek Ray, the left fielder. It'll be his second time facing off tonight against Ortega. He walked in his first at-bat. Let's see what he does here. Ortega gets his sign, trying to get out of this inning without letting any more damage be done. He'll throw a first-pitch fastball that swung on and missed by Ray. It'll be no balls and 1 strike now with 2 outs to the left fielder as Ray steps back into the box. Ortega now takes his sign and sets up. Here comes the pitch. another fastball swung on and missed by Ray. So he quickly goes down 0-2 with two outs here. And it looks like Ortega may be able to get out of this one quick if he can keep this up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed again. So three consecutive swings and misses from Ray provides Ortega with his third and final out of the inning. Two runs scored here for the Colt 45s. It'll make it a 7-0 ball game heading into the top of the third. We'll see if the Sharks can get some of those runs back when we come back. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. And with that, we'll see you in the top of the third after the break.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KTNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Alrighty, welcome back, folks. It's the top of the third inning of this game between the Reading Colt 45s and Silicon Valley Sharks. The 45s lead it 7-0 here as we head into the top of the third. Sharks still looking for their first run. They'll hope to do so now as the lead off, as the number one spot, I'm sorry, Anthony DiVittorio, the center fielder, is going to come up to the plate. It looks like the pitcher, Peyton Jeffries, is going to come back out on the mound after two consecutive shutout innings for the Colt 45s to start off the game. He'll be looking to keep that momentum going. Here is DiVittorio walks up to the plate. He'll adjust his gloves a bit before stepping on into the box. Jeffries gets his sign, sets up. Here's the delivery. That one will catch the outside corner for strike one. Nice fastball there from Jeffries. 0-1. Jeffries sits back up. Here's the second. That one is popped straight up towards third base. And it looks like Reginato is going to get under it and make the catch. So a quick first out for the Colt 45s. Not what the Sharks were hoping to do. As Anthony Perez, the shortstop, is going to head up to the plate. Here comes the pitch from Jeffries. That is going to be a high fastball. It misses the zone for ball one. So, 1-0 count now to Perez as he watches another fastball go by for ball two. That one missed high as well. So, Jeffries is going to look to come back here. Got a quick first out, looking for a second. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Another fastball from Jeffries gets his first strike of the at-bat. The count will move to 2-1 with one out here in the top of the third. Now here's the delivery. Swung on and fouled back into the net for strike two. It'll be 2-2 with one out here in the top of the third inning. Jeffries, once again, takes his sign and sets up. Now he's just going to stand there a bit, and Perez calls time, steps out of the box, takes a little bit of a hack. Now he steps back in. Now here's the pitch, and strike three, swing and a miss. From Perez, so Jeffries gets it done against Perez, sends him packing back to the dugout, and with that,
it'll be a two-out, none-on situation for Cesar Ortega, the catcher, as he walks up to the plate. Ortega grounded out his last at-bat. Let's see what he does here, as Jeffries hopes to get out of this one quick. Nice curveball there. That'll catch the outside corner for strike one. Rain went away for a bit. Now it starts to pick up again. Here's the delivery from Jeffries. That one's going to be lifted foul just over the third baseman's head for strike two. As Ortega steps out of the box and takes a couple of hacks, tries to straighten out his swing a little bit. Jeffries, you're in a good situation. It's an 0-2 count with two outs here in the top of the third. He's been working quick tonight. Sure has helped out the defense with some stellar pitching so far. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, and this time lifted into center field. It'll fall in front of the center fielder, Bryce Tweet, for a base hit. So unfortunately, Jeffries there gives up a little bloop base hit into center field with two strikes. It'll bring up Sal Munoz. Sal Munoz, I have a tough time pronouncing that that N. Either way, Munoz struck out in his last at-bat. This time he'll be looking to do something different as Ortega leads off of first. That one is going to be spiked into the dirt. Nice block there from the catcher, Williams. But it'll bring up a 1-0 count for Munoz. And now the wind's picking up a little bit. Rain is kind of blowing into my face here. It's really picking up. So here's the pitch from Jeffries. That one is tapped foul. Took one bounce and hopped into the glove of Williams. It'll be a 1-1 count. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. As Munoz hopes to maybe make something happen here for the Sharks. They sure need it. Down 7-0. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. A nice curveball there from Jeffries that just totally fooled Sal Munoz. That'll make the count 1-2. Here comes the next one. Swung on and missed for strike three. So an impressive outing here in the top of the third from Jeffries once again. He gets his third consecutive shutout inning to start off this ballgame. Ends it with a nice strikeout. So with that, we'll head into the bottom of the third. 7-0, Colt 45s. They'll see if they can extend that big lead even a little more. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market. They have just moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market features sandwiches and burgers, pizza, hot dogs, potato salad, macaroni salad, and more, including dessert. Eat in. Call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or you can even order online. Head over to Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, where our food speaks for itself. And with that, we will see you in the bottom of the third inning.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back. It's the bottom of the third inning. This matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and Silicon Valley Sharks, as the pitcher Noble Ortega heads back out onto the mound for his third inning. He has given up 5 runs in the first, 2 in the second. The lead held by the Colts is 7 runs. The Sharks still have yet to score their first. Been a bit of a rough go for the Sharks so far. Wind still blowing pretty hard here at Tiger Field. Rain falling a bit, not much, so I don't expect any delays. However, this wind is making it a bit chilly down here. So with that, we will see Ethan Williams, the catcher, come up for his second at-bat of the ball game. He had a walk in his first one. He'll be looking to maybe get a base hit here as Ortega trying to limit the damage done so far. Now here's the pitch. Fastball high. It'll miss the strike zone for ball one. So a quick 1-0 count as Ortega heads back up onto the mound. Now he is going to set up. Here comes the pitch in the dirt for ball two. So to start off the batter, it's going to be 2 balls and no strikes. Williams takes a step out of the box, then steps back in. Ortega just having a little bit of a rough time finding the zone tonight. When he does, it seems like the 45s really are taking advantage of it. Now here's the pitch from Ortega. Swung on and fouled back into the net. Not sure that was a strike, but Williams went after it anyway. He steps back into the box. The count will be 2 balls to 1 strike with no outs here in the bottom of the third. Now Ortega sets it up. Here's the delivery. That one will catch the outside corner for strike 2. So Ortega comes back from that 2-0 start and evens it up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now he'll look down and take his sign. Sets up. Here comes the pitch. In the dirt for ball 3. So the count will move full to Ethan Williams, the catcher, as Williams takes a deep breath, and then steps back into the box. Ortega shaking off a couple of signs. There's something he really wants to throw here. Now he'll deliver. Swung on and driven into the left center gap. That one is going to be cut off by the left fielder, who will send it back in quickly. That sure was a hard hit ball. It'll be a single for Williams. Looked like it might be more, but he just had a lot of topspin on that one, and it was able to fall into the grass and slow down a bit, allowing the left fielder Rodriguez to cut it off and send it back in, limiting Williams to just one bag. So that'll bring up Nate Scott, designated hitter, who takes a first pitch strike. Wind, like I said, staying strong here. Kind of blowing my papers around. It'll be an 0-1 count to Scott as Ortega takes a look at the runner and now delivers. That's going to be a fastball high for ball one. It'll be a 1-1 count now as Ortega gets the ball back and steps back up onto the driver. Now taking his sign. Sets up. Here comes the pitch. Runner goes. Foul ball. Back into the parking lot. So Williams is going to have to head back on over to first. Colt 45 is really taking advantage of that prolonged delivery from Ortega, who just can't seem to hold those runners on like he wants. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes, appears, as Ortega sets up. Now he'll throw on over to first. And Williams is back in sliding safely. Scott steps back into the box here as Ortega takes his sign. Now Ortega sets up. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be high for ball 3. So the count will move full to Scott as Ortega gets the ball back. And now Williams takes his lead first. So now Ortega sets up. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Swung on and blooped out into center field. The catch will be made. No. Dropped once again by the shortstop, Anthony Perez, who made a nice diving attempt out into center to try to catch that bloop. However, it falls. It looks like that'll be a base hit. That was some extraordinary effort from the shortstop, Perez. Runners will be safe all around, so it'll be runners on first and second here in the bottom of the third, bringing up Isaiah Cortez, the second baseman. The Colt 45s get their leads at first and second. Now here's the pitch. That one is going to be a high fastball. It'll miss the strike zone for ball one. Ortega still has yet to get his first out of the inning. He's hoping to get it here from Cortez. If he fails to do so, he'll face the top of the 45's order without an out. Here's the pitch now from Ortega. That will miss inside for ball two. Wind still blowing strong here at Tiger Field. Two balls and no strikes to Scott. We've got Williams at second and Scott at first. Sorry, it's going to be Cortez at the plate. He sends a long, hard-hit drive, but it's going to be foul over towards that right side. It'll now be a 2-1 count to Cortez as Ortega gets a new ball. He'll take his sign now from the catcher. He sets up. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Low, ball three. So Ortega continues to struggle here against Cortez on the verge of allowing another walk. As he heads back up to the mound. Ortega looks down, takes his sign. He'll set up now. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Hard ground ball over to the first baseman. He's going to toss it over to the second. Back to first. That one's going to be underthrown, allowing a run to score as it heads on to the dugout. So it looks like it'll be a fielder's choice there for Isaiah Cortez, but he gets an RBI out of it. Maybe. Looks like it was an error on the shortstop who made a poor throw over to first, allowing Williams to score. The score becomes 8-0 as the top of the order comes up for the Colt 45s. Going to be Arive Camacho, the shortstop, once again. The Sharks have one out, but are dealing with a runner on first. Runner goes, and that one's going to get behind the catcher Ortega, and it looks like Cortez is going to be in there with another stolen base for the Colt 45s. So, again, taking advantage of that long delivery from Ortega, the Colts get another stolen base. And Camacho is looking at a 1-0 count as the ball, again, ticked off the glove of the catcher Ortega. Now, here's the pitch. That is going to be low, a fastball that misses the zone for ball two. Now, I got to tell you, every inning here that Ortega has pitched has been a long one. We're in the bottom of the third. The game has reached its hour and 15-minute mark. Here's the pitch. Low in the dirt. It'll be a 3-0 count now. Ortega still just struggling to find that strike zone. Very reminiscent of the game last night in which the Sharks lost by 9 runs. Tega sets up again. Here's the pitch. Camacho showing bunt. That was something straight out of a Little League game, I'll be honest. When I was playing in Little League, when it was a 3-0 count, we'd wave the bat out like we were going for a bunt or something, try to rattle the pitcher up, and that's exactly what Camacho did. He held out bunt, but then brought it back. Now he'll see strike two go by, and the count is full, just like that. And not sure, maybe he's regretting faking that bunt there, that
allowed Ortega to get an easy first strike. Now here's the pitch. Grounded sharply over to the shortstop, Perez, who makes the throw over to first. It'll be tough for Garcia, the first baseman, to pick out of the dirt, but he does. That'll be two outs now for the Sharks as the runner on second, Cortez, advances over to third. So two outs. Runner on third here for Blake Tweed. As Tweed steps into the box, Ortega hoping to get out of this inning after allowing one run already. Here comes the pitch now. That's going to not sure exactly what happened there. Cortez is trotting home as the umpire comes out to the plate. I have no idea what happened. The ball, that's what happened. The ball nicked off of the batter Tweed, but it looked like nobody knew it because Tweed stayed there as on third base Cortez trotted home. It then deflected off of the catcher Ortega's mask, and it looked like the umpire was calling time, but there was just a lot of confusion on that play. Anyways, it's going to be a hit-by-pitch as Tweet heads on over to first. Cortez will have to stay over at third base, so it'll be runners on first and third as Kyle Norton is brought up. He had an RBI single in the first and then a walk in his second at-bat. Now here's the pitch from Ortega. That ball is grounded over to the second baseman who fields it, throws it on over to first, and that'll be the third out of the inning. So the Sharks get out of it after allowing one run. We'll head into the top of the fourth inning as the Sharks try to minimize that 8-run deficit that they're in now. We will see you after the break.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's the top of the fourth inning here at Tiger Field. The pitcher for the Silicon Valley Sharks, Noble Garcia, is up to the plate. He just saw first pitch fastball go by for ball one. Watches another one go by in the dirt for ball two now. As Jeffries, still on the mound, looks for his fourth consecutive shutout inning. Jeffries now sets up and delivers. Here's the pitch. That one will catch the bottom of the zone. Another fastball for strike one. So it'll be a 2-1 count now to the pitcher Ortega. Jeffries now delivers again. That one is grounded over to the first baseman who stays down and makes a nice play. Tosses it on over to Jeffries covering first and gets the first out of the inning. And just like that, Nolan Ortega, the pitcher, is sat down, bringing up the second baseman, Josh Alacon. Jeffries headed back up to the mound. He's done very well so far for the Colt 45s tonight. Like I said, giving up no runs through 3 1/3 so far. He delivers a first pitch fastball that's going to miss low for ball one to Alacon. Now here's the delivery. That one is grounded lightly back up the middle to the pitcher Jeffries, who makes a nice play and throws it on over to first. So it bounced off of the glove and up into the air of Jeffries, but Jeffries snatched it right back out of the air and then threw it on over to first for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Caleb Rodriguez, the left fielder for the Sharks. As Rodriguez, the lefty, steps into the box. Jeffries here looks like he could have another quick inning if he plays his cards right. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be lifted high and foul over to the left side. A swarm of young boys go chasing after it. If they get that ball and turn it into the snack bar, they'll get something nice to eat. So that'll make it a quick 0-1 count to Rodriguez as Jeffries once again takes his sign, now sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. And now all the boys come headed back. At the front of the pack is the boy who got the ball. They're having a good time here tonight at Tiger Field, despite the cold weather. And with that, that's going to be a nice ground ball over to the third baseman, Reginato, who tosses it on over to first for out number three. So another quick inning for Jeffries as he gets the job done once again. That'll bring up the bottom of the fourth as the Colt 45s look to add on to that 8-run lead. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, who have moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of the Crown Motors, the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll see you in the bottom of the fourth after the break.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
All right, folks. Welcome back. It's the bottom of the fourth inning of this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and Silicon Valley Sharks. We're going to see Bryce Tweet, the center fielder, come up to the plate for the Colt 45s. He struck out in his first at-bat, then reached on an error in his second. He's looking to do something a little more here, maybe get a base hit or more, as he comes up for the third time. The pitcher Ortega still out on the mound after giving up 8 runs through the last 3. They'll be looking to hopefully get out of this one quicker than the last. The wind is still pretty strong here at Tiger Field, maybe settling down a little now. As that first pitch from Ortega is going to hit Tweet. So looks to be the start of maybe another rough inning for Ortega as Tweet walks on over to first base. We will now see Wyatt Reginato, the third baseman, come up for the third time tonight. He reached on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat and then struck out in the next. So, again, he'll be looking to do something a little more productive here. The score here is 8-0 in the bottom of the fourth. A little bit of a blowout as the Colts look to add on.
Ortega sets up. Here's a pitch. That ball is going to miss low. After giving up a plethora of stolen bases earlier in the game, it looks like Ortega has now shortened his stride a little bit. He's just going with a quick step stride to the plate instead of kicking that leg up. The count will be 1-0 to Reginato. Now here's the pitch. And that one is going to hit Reginato. So that short step stride not working out so far for Ortega. He hits the first two batters of the inning. Looks like the first baseman, Garcia, is going to go over to Ortega and have a little bit of conversation with him. We've got runners on first and second as Derek Ray, the left fielder, comes up to the plate. So far, he has walked and struck out, so he'll be looking for his first hit of the night. Ortega really just struggling in this game, but it doesn't look like the Sharks have much in the way of pitching. So he's just going to have to deal for now. Ortega now comes set. Here's the pitch. That is not going to hit the zone. It'll be a fastball for ball one. Now, we've got no rain coming down now. Looks like there's a little bit of a chance that it'll start coming down in the next hour. We'll see what happens as Ortega comes set and now delivers to Ray, who watches a fastball go by for a strike. So the count moves to 1-1. Long game so far. It's been about an hour and almost 30 minutes as we're just in the bottom of the fourth inning now. Here comes the pitch, and that one's going to be spiked in the dirt. Runners look like they're about to go, oh boy. A nice block from the catcher Ortega, but it looks like that one got him right where you never want to get hit. Whew, he's going to take a little bit of a walk around. Now his manager, Cesar Ortega, is going to come out. I forgot, the catcher is actually Cesar Ortega Jr., the son of the coach Ortega. So now they're going to take a little bit of a walk down that first baseline. Ortega still in a little bit of a pain there. Just said it. So he dropped down to block that ball that was spiked in the dirt. It hit him right. Right in the, well, I'm not sure what I should say. You are probably imagining where he got hit now. I think I've made it quite clear. Don't want to say anything bad on the air. So he's now going to head back into the dugout, and it looks like they're going to make some changes out in the field. We've got someone on the bench running out to take a spot at shortstop. Maybe it was already the shortstop who had run in for some reason. Don't know exactly what's going on here, but we're having a little bit of a break as runners are now converging and conversing. And the first baseman, Garcia, is going to head out to the mound to have another chat with the pitcher Ortega. The count to Derek Ray is 2-1 at the moment. As we wait for something to happen, it looks like, yeah, they are going to make some position changes here as Cesar Ortega, the manager, comes out to talk to the umpires. They're having a little bit of a chat. Oh, not sure what's going on here. Ortega with his dad, Ortega. Walking over now down the third base, down the third baseline. They're chatting with Colt 45's manager, Derek Fasking. Sorry. So we'll head over to a quick break as we wait for something to happen here and wait for maybe someone else to get geared up and get behind the plate.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022, Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies.
The Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clearcuts. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini